Yes, that is a fantastic news this morning. Fantastic news. This money will mainly go towards the dogs and obviously the cats as well. We do a lot of work with neutering cats, and the dog situation is at an absolute crisis at the moment. When we started 18 years ago, the situation was bad, but it's actually worse now. There was a big improvement in the work with the dogs, but it has got very, very bad here in the last couple of years again. And like, it's great that the Department of Agriculture and Minister McConnellogue is recognising the work that we're doing, and we're very, very grateful for their support.
And obviously, as we approach the winter months, I suppose there will be an appeal for people to take care of their pets and animals and not just consider them as Christmas presents and stuff as well. Like, an animal is really a partner for life.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're not just for Christmas. And, you know, like, I mean, we believe strongly that each animal, they're pets. They're not outside animals. Like, dogs should not be kept in kennels outside. They're inside pets. All animals rehomed from ourselves, unless they're feral. Cats, obviously, they are rehomed as pets, and they are rehomed for inside living, you know.
What will this funding allow? Obviously, you say the funding will focus on the dogs, but what other benefits will this funding have for your services?
Well, this would just mean that we are fit to continue the work we're doing. Like, our vet bill would be in the region of 55,000. Already, I think last year it was 53,000. So, like, the vet bill there, that is goes towards neutering. A lot of sick animals coming in, but neutering is the main thing that the money goes towards. This week alone, we took 15 dogs out of the county pound, you know, for rehoming. So, as you can imagine, our money is pretty stressed at the moment.